The code of conduct facilitated by the Organ for National Healing, Reconciliation and Integration is voluntary because we in Zimbabwe really have such a deep-rooted culture of cyclic political violence. The Organ core principles right at the beginning thought that it would be a good thing to start probing Zimbabweans to really look into themselves and see whether they enjoy the political process with violence. So we thought that if it was voluntary, it really would be a good way of getting political parties to sit together and start talking about how to remove all elements of violence from the political playing field and make it pleasurable for everybody.
In the event that the political parties fail to implement this code of conduct, what will happen?
I don't think there will be a failure, because the code of conduct was worked on by the organ, working through the secretary general with their political parties. We are going to continue actually doing things that way. We believe that the secretary generals are very powerful figures within their political parties who actually wield a lot of power. And that as long as the organ, while it is alive, continues to work through the three secretary generals with the political parties, the political parties will actually have programs which will ensure that the code works. Also, I think in Zimbabwe, we need to go back to the days when we recognize that change comes from activists, also in civil society, putting pressure on the political parties to make their own code of conduct work. It's yet another tool which we can all work with to actually ensure that the political playing field has no violence.